All right. So first I wanted to remind everybody, we had said that tomorrow is Erev Shabbos Parshat Chukat, so we had spoken about two reasons to fast tomorrow. One is that there were two kilot that were destroyed during Gezerot Tach V'Tat, during the Chmelnytsky pogroms, and secondly that all the Sifrei Talmud and other Sifrei Halacha were burned in Paris in 1244. There's a third reason to fast tomorrow as well. Tomorrow is the ninth of Tammuz, So the Pesukim say that during the first time, the first base of Mikdash, the wall of Yerushalayim was breached on the 9th of Tammuz. So we fast on the 17th, because the Mechaber says, even though it says on the night, it says, even though it says in the Pasuk that the city was breached on the 9th of Tammuz, we don't aim it on in B'tishabo, L'shavasarbo, L'shavasarbo, in other words, we have the time the first base of Mikdash was breached on the 9th of Tammuz. The second base of Mikdash was breached on the 17th of Tammuz. So they felt to fast on both days is too much to ask people. So the two were machmir with the 17th one. So then this Be'er Hetei brings down the Katav Magen Avram, and this Magen Avram was mentioned to me by Rabbi Ezra Schwartz today. Bimkein Bal Nefesh Yitzaneh Gam B'chi. So if a person is a virtuous person, he's from, so he should fast also on the 9th of Tammuz. Another reason to fast. Miu B'Yerushalmi Yitzaneh Rishonu Gam Kein B'Shava Asar Ela B'Bnei Atzaro Teu B'Chushman. The Yerushalmi learns that it didn't take place on the 9th. It took place on the 17th, but they were so famished with all the tzuras, so they made a mistake. And then the Pasuk is recording the way that they erroneously thought. But according to the way that we understand it, and the way the Bavli and the way the Mechaber is going, so the 9th. Now, so we have three reasons to fast tomorrow. Now you can add a fourth reason. Tomorrow is also the Yortzeit for Rav David Lipschitz, who is Zichrono Lebracha, who was Rosh Yeshiva at YU for close to 50 years and the head of Ezra's Torah. So Hasidim make kiddushes on Yortzeit, but the derech is of other people to fast on the day of the Yortzeit. So it's more for the family, but that's also something special about tomorrow as well. And Rabbi Schwartz had mentioned to me about it being the Yortzeit. So now let me go back to Tachanun. So we're talking about all the exemptions for Tachanun. So we spoke about yesterday, we don't say Tachanun v'Beit HaAvel. In the mourner's house, we don't say Tachanun. So another patur is, the Mechaber says, V'lo b'Beit HaKnesset b'yom mila. We don't say Tachanun in a shul on the day of a bris mila. In a shul on the day of a bris mila. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, he says, Rotzelomar b'Beit HaKnesset shemud l'charkach baratinok. In other words, in the shul, that the bris will take place later in the day, even though the Bali Brit aren't davening there. So we're coming to, you got to like really splice out, what are the peturim, right? So one is that the bris is taking place in the shul, even though the Bali Brit, who are the Bali Brit? The Bali Brit is the Sandak, is the father, and the Moel. Those are the Bali Bris. That's their yantiv, even though they're not davening the shul. The Katfu Achronim, the Mabali Brit Mipalim Sham, he says, Af Shamil B'Bayit Acher Inoflam El Paneim. So the Mishnah brings down, that the Achronim bring down, if the Bali Brit are there, even though the Bris doesn't take place there, it's also Patur. Okay, so let's go slowly. So I'm davening in the shul, let's say it's 6:30 in the morning, and the Bris is going to take place in the shul at 8 o'clock in the morning. So even if none of the Balei Simcha are at the Minyan, but the Bris is going to take place later in the shul, I have the Patur. Or if the Bris is not going to take place in the shul, but the father of the child is there, the Moel is there, or the Sanduk is there, then I'm also have a Patur.
What about the mother?
What? Doesn't cut it. Okay, now, let's okay. I think it is true. All right, because again, the mitzvah is not on the mother, right? So she's in a different getter. Now, we're happy for the mother, but she's just halakhically not in the same category, in my opinion. Okay, now.
Now, what do you mean when you say they have to be there? At that meaning that let's say the Bali Bris is dominating at the 7:45. And you're dominating at the 6:45.
All right, we'll come to it. We'll come. Okay, now. Now, so the Piskei Tshuva brings like this: the Cholam and Yanim Shem Palim Bebeit Knesset Zeh Shasham Tidkayim Brit Mila Einom Rim Tachanun. All the Minyanim that daven in the Shul, where the Bris will take place, are exempted. V'im Ki Yesh Omrim Shem Brit Mila Mekayim Zman Muflag Me'at Fila. Some saying, let's say the Bris is going to take place at 11 o'clock in the morning. Let's say the bris is at 11 o'clock. That's a long day. Begami mepalei minyan za'atin l'shteper bit mila, and we have nothing to do with this bris. So we're davening at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. The bris is going to take place at 11 o'clock. None of the balei simcha here, and the bris is going to be a few hours later. Notwithstanding that, Yeshlahem, he says, so some say Yeshlahem l'mar tachanun, some say they should say tachanun because they have no connection with the bris. He says, Mikomako minag olam shalilamar tachanun. So the minag olam does not say tachanun. The Yeshlahem al midasmot. They have on what to rely. So the simple pashtus is, you really should say tachanun in those circumstances. If there's a big, in other words, it's like 3 hours later, and none of the bali simcha there, and you have nothing to do with that simcha, with the bris mila, so you're not part of it. In other words, the idea is, one derech is, if there's some connection to the simcha with the minyan, then we're off from tachanun. Now, he quotes in the footnotes, there are other reasons why we wouldn't say tachanun. So he quotes from the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, it's not necessarily true that it's related to a kesher to the simcha. He says, we see another reason why we say tachanun. He says, another reason we give, he quotes from the Darkei Moshe, the Eliyahu Balayir, v'mken al kol p'nei b'oto b'kineset. Another reason not to say tachanun is because Chazal teach us that Eliyahu Navi comes and visits at every bris mila. So it's like a hush of day. Today Eliyahu's coming. It's like today it's like we're having like the parade, you know, for an Lahabdil, you know, for the soccer team, you know. It's like a whole yuntiv. So Eliyahu's coming today. So it doesn't matter that the bris is 11 o'clock. Today is the day that Eliyahu Navi is coming to town. So don't say bris mila. You know, there's a story about Rav Shlomo Kluger. He was the rabbi in Brody. He was a rabbi there for almost 50 years. He was a rabbi there from 1820 to 1869. That's what I call longevity by a rav. A lot of longevity. Anyway, so the story I saw, this was in the Turei Torah, is soon after he was appointed to be a rav in Brody, they had a bris. They had a bris, and the father of the child was very ill. They didn't think he was going to last out the day. And in Brody, they had a minhag. They had a minhag for everything. Maybe people would die more often. I don't know. They had the minhag that in a situation like that, that they would delay the bris, so they would name the child after the father. Ashkenazim don't name children after living parents. So they would delay the bris till the father would die, and then name the child after the father. So Rav Kluger said, no, don't delay it. Give the bris right away. And then the father recovered. So he said, how did you know? You're like a Baal Mofet. How did you know this would work this way? He says, no, I'm not a Baal Mofet. I figure that Eliyahu Navi comes and visits every bris mila. So as long as he's here, he'd come and bring refuah to the father. And that was the way it worked out. Okay, so that's another reason for the simcha. And then he says, there's another pshat. He says, kvoda mitzvah chashuva holech l'kayim kol mazeh. Like out of respect for this like fantastic mitzvah which is going to take place. Bris Mila is a very chashuv mitzvah. So if you say those other reasons, so we could sort of break the connexity between the early minyan and the Balei Simcha. In other words, if we say it's because we're mishtate, we're celebrating together with them. But if there's no connection, the people aren't here, the bris is 3 hours later, so then logically I should say tachanun. But if I say it's now, we're not saying because Eliyahu Navi's coming today, it's a yontiv, or the kavod of this fantastic mitzvah is taking place today, so then there's a little bit more of a svara why we could leave out the tachanun. Now, listen to this, and then I'll wrap it up in 1 minute. He says, let's say the bris mila is going to take place at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're going to have a minyan from mincha at that time. So some want to say they have that you could also, the same idea, like, you know, like if I say it's not with its connection, it's like the yantiv, so they also don't do it. If you look, now let's go back to what the Mechaber said. What did he say? He said, below the Beit Knesset, b'yom mila, on the day of the mila. The day of the mila, so it sounds like a whole long thing. Then he says, "Ukmochein imabrit mila kvar ne'eracha." Now, let's say the other way around. Let's say the bris took place at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm davening at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. So everything is already done. So can I still matzei tachanun. Says uchemochenim a brit milik for neracha ukvar halchula hem a bali brit vatinok. The bali brit went home. The tinok's not there. Nobody's there anymore. But dying kaimi v'dekneset zeminyanim l'tfilat shacharit matzinu pluk to bezer. That's a machloket. Uchamur amekilim yeshlam amil smoke. The pilkilim, same idea we said before. They haven't what to rely. Ach bezer in a minag lahakel l'bshacharit v'lo b'mincha. It's only by shacharit, not by mincha. All right. There's more to talk about this, but we can't do it all tonight. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rabbi Chanan Noch Shemar, Baruch Selv, Yichel Chabon, Svot Shemar, and that's all the Tov Yadir. Amen.